This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 15th. Satisfying Our Hunger.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to our ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years, to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him.
When I was a little girl, my family often visited the small Polish community of Hamtramck near Detroit on Saturdays. We kept our windows down on a nice sunny day while looking for a good parking space. The wonderful aroma of freshly baked bread filled the air. Bread is delicious, filling, and nutritious, but not enough to sustain our body, mind, soul, and spirit. While the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years, they were hungry for physical food. God fed them manna from heaven daily to teach them that people do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Manna was unlike anything the people had eaten before. Many years later, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days, he was hungry also. The devil tempted him to tell a stone to become bread. But Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." How can we put a good plan in place for renewal and restoration in life? We can satisfy our hunger by reading the Bible daily, worshiping the Lord with his people each week, and also meeting for a weekly study to grow in knowledge and understanding. We might also find that we need more of the Word at different times of the day. Ask God's Spirit to guide you and grow. Pray with me. Lord, guide us to read and meditate on your Word, growing in the grace, knowledge, and love of Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.